Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Thursday, March 21st, and we start with local news. The city of Columbia announced the appointment of Chris Cummins as the Columbia Fire and Rescue Interim Chief, effective March 20th. With an extensive career at Columbia Fire and Rescue and background in emergency services and a commitment to public safety, Cummins brings invaluable experience and leadership. Chief Cummins holds over three decades of experience with Columbia Fire and Rescue. Joining as a firefighter in 1990, he progressed through the ranks, serving as a fire engineer driver, captain, assistant chief of suppression, and ultimately as deputy chief before retiring in May of 2021. After 31 years of exemplary service, his extensive knowledge led to his rehiring in August of 2021 in a part-time capacity, where he now lends his wealth of experience to facilitate FEMA and TEMA transitions, conduct training, secure grants, and implement hazard mitigation strategies. I am honored to have the opportunity to lead the dedicated men and women of the Columbia Fire and Rescue Department, said Chief Cummins. Together, we will continue to prioritize public safety, enhance emergency response capabilities, and strengthen partnerships within the community. As the interim chief, Cummins will oversee all aspects of Columbia Fire and Rescue, including emergency response operations, training programs, and community outreach initiatives. Chief Cummins will work closely with city officials and department personnel to ensure the safety and well-being of residents and visitors alike. City Manager Tony Massey stated, "We are fortunate to have a man of Chris Cummins' abilities and experience to take over the Columbia Fire and Rescue Department at this time. He will do a great job as we begin the process of hiring a new permanent fire and rescue chief for Columbia." Throughout Cummins' career, he has demonstrated his ability to effectively manage crisis situations, implement strategic initiatives, and foster strong relationships. Chief Cummins will serve as the interim chief while the city conducts a comprehensive search for a permanent Columbia Fire and Rescue chief. Yesterday, the Murray County Sheriff's Department made a major drug bust. Front Porch Radio's Delk Kennedy spoke to Murray County Sheriff Bucky Rowland about the arrest of Jamie Rucker.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. Today I'm out at the Murray County Sheriff's Department where Sheriff Bucky Rowland announced the arrest of a Jamie Rucker in connection with a search warrant execution in the Raleigh Hill area last week. Mr. Rucker has numerous prior felony convictions and is presently on probation or parole. Upon the execution of the search warrant at his home, the Sheriff's Department found large quantities of several different types of drugs and cash. After a pursuit through the woods, Mr. Rucker was placed under arrest. Sheriff Rowland described what was done and what he found.
Our target was Mr. Jamie Rucker, and we executed a search warrant at 2479 Raleigh Hill Road on Mr. Rucker's residence on March the 13th of 2024. Mr. Rucker, he's a 40-year-old male. He was currently on parole for possession of a weapon by a convicted felon with drug offenses. He's a confirmed blood gang member. He had eight prior convictions, starting all the way back in 2001 at the age of 18. The items that was recovered from the search warrant was $47,622 in cash, 359 grams of cocaine, 56 grams of methamphetamine, 105 grams of marijuana, 17 grams of ecstasy, two firearms, a Mercedes-Benz, and a Maserati. Mr. Rucker, I'd like to refer to him, he's an equal opportunity supplier and drug dealer. If there was an illicit drug that you were looking for, Mr. Rucker, he could arrange that up until last Wednesday. He was charged that day with possession of over 300 grams of cocaine, 56 grams of methamphetamine, possession of ecstasy for resale, possession of marijuana for resale, possession of drug paraphernalia, evading arrest, and a parole violation from prior convictions.
Again, this is Del Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, where Sheriff Bucky Rowland of Maury County has just given us the news of a major drug arrest in the Rally Hill area of Maury County. Jamie Rucker was arrested along with cash, several different types, and large quantities of drugs, luxury automobiles, and more. And the case is presently pending for the Maury County courts.
On Monday, Spring Hill City officials were proud to honor several citizens who saved a life earlier this year. On January 8th, a patron of Longview Recreation Center suffered a sudden cardiac arrest. Nearby patrons quickly identified the issue and began life-saving measures, including calling 911, starting CPR, and locating an automated external defibrillator, or AED. After one AED shock, first responders arrived and took over patient care. The patient was breathing and alert before leaving the scene, and they were happy to report that the patient has since made a full recovery. At this week's Board of Mayor and Aldermen meeting, Fire Chief Greg Temple and Mayor Jim Hageman presented Tiago Paula and Jason Wagner with Phoenix Awards from the Spring Hill Fire Department for participating in a cardiac arrest save. Tiago helped perform CPR at the scene while Jason assisted the patient to the ground and directed first responders. Two other residents also assisted in the save but couldn't make it to Monday's meeting. Zach Topp helped perform CPR, and Longview staff member Chris Redding operated the AED. The Maury County Sheriff's Department has created a cold case team to investigate long-closed crime cases. WKOM-WKRM's Delk Kennedy spoke to Sheriff Bucky Rowland about the new team and what their mission will be.
This is Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio. Today I'm at the Maury County Sheriff's Department. I'm speaking with Maury County Sheriff Bucky Rowland. He's been talking about a new cold case team he's put together. And the first case they're going to examine is the case of Amber Cates, a teenage girl here in Columbia who went missing 20 years ago. And 6 months ago, Sheriff Rowland put together a team of retired investigators, active duty investigators, medical experts, and interestingly enough, some young criminal justice majors created a cold case team. Sheriff Rowland, tell me about it.
Well, we've had a lot of success. These folks were carefully selected as far as who we felt like we wanted to be part of this team that's trustworthy, very high energy, high drive, with a skill set to complement the others on the team. And that's what we've had. And I was probably as most excited about the criminal justice majors as anyone, just because, I mean, they're brand new. That's a clean slate. They come in fresh ideas, different skill set, and to watch those individuals that are part of that team just mold together. I mean, it was almost like crickets the first day. You know, the older ones, you know, they were telling war stories, things like that. But as we dug into this investigation of coming up on 20 years, you just saw everyone get immersed in this case. You know, we have group texts, group emails, things like that, to where we can communicate. It's very open. Everyone is equal on this. But to see them come together in jail in such a short time, 6 months, has just been phenomenal. You know, they're sharing information, they're researching online, all those things. But it's truly pretty spectacular to watch these individuals come together and work together for a common goal, to bring closure to Amber Cates' disappearance of 20 years ago.
Wow, and Amber Cates would now be 36 years old. I assume that if anybody's got any information about Amber Cates or where she might be or what may have befallen her, get in touch with Maury County Sheriff's Department.
Absolutely. Of course, our number, 931-388-5151, that'll get you to dispatch. But if folks will go on social media, Facebook, we have a Maury County Sheriff's Department Facebook page. We have bulletins on there, information. You can contact the lead detective, Lieutenant Roscoe Voss. You can contact myself, whomever it may be. But even if it's something, you know, you are out with an acquaintance, a friend, or whatever it may be, and somebody makes just a off-the-wall comment that you felt like, oh, they were just joking or this or that, we still would want to hear that, because Amber matters to us, and finding closure in this case, it really matters.
Oh, wow. So a new team, fresh eyes on an old case, making it happen. Sheriff Rowland, we'll be interested to hear what happens next.
Yes, sir. I look forward to the day we can say that this is done.
There we go. Delk Kennedy, Front Porch Radio, Maury County Sheriff's Department, an old case with a new team looking at it, trying to determine what happened to Amber Cates 20 years ago or where she might be today.
A bill set to be heard this week in the General Assembly may be Maury County's best chance in 2024 to tap into revenue streams from new construction. House Bill 2426, sponsored by Representative Tim Hicks, a Republican from Gray, Tennessee, would create a new adequate facilities tax option for five fast-growing counties, including Maury County. The measure would allow Maury, Montgomery, Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties to increase their adequate facilities tax by 50% next year and by 10% every 4 years afterward. The bill was set to be heard by the House Finance Ways and Means Subcommittee at its Wednesday meeting, but was deferred until March 27th. The Senate measure was to go before the State and Local Government Committee on Tuesday, but was deferred until March 26th. County leaders have stated for years that Maury County is losing millions of dollars annually in revenue because of its lack of an impact fee charged to new construction. Representative Scott Sapicki has carried the fight for Maury County for a number of years, trying to get the county the authority to enact an impact fee. Previous attempts died at the subcommittee or committee levels. Sapicki said Hicks's bill was a good compromise that could add as much as $4 million annually to the county's budget. "This is the builder's compromise that they have agreed they need to do something to help out here," Sapicki said. "They have Representative Hicks running it because he is a builder himself. They want to make sure that everyone realizes this is okay. It's a tax on builders that the builders are okay with," he said. Builders and realtors' lobbying efforts have killed previous efforts to allow counties to enact impact fees. According to the Tennessee Lookout, the Tennessee Association of Realtors has spent $6.4 million since 2009 on campaign contributions, lobbying, and other political expenditures, while the Home Builders Association of Tennessee has spent $3.7 million over that same time. Representative Sapicki said he believed the realtors were on board with Hicks's bill. "This is what happens. You've got to continue to be resolute in what they're trying to do. People realize there's a problem here. Let's solve the problem so we can move on. It looks really good for Mr. Hicks's bill," he said. "Hopefully next week it's on the House floor to be voted on and we can get it over to the Senate." Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt said she was hopeful House Bill 2426 would pass, but noted that it would not completely resolve the need for impact fees in a high-growth area like Maury County. "The current legislation impacting Maury County is House Bill 2426, which would allow fast-growing counties to opt into the County Powers Act and would allow the County Commission to increase the current adequate facilities fees for Maury County from 50 cents per square foot on residential building up to $1.50 per square foot. The commercial fee would be increased from the current 30 cents per square foot up to $1.50. However, the assessment would only be on areas that are heated and cooled. The high-growth counties must continue to fall into the high-growth parameters set in the legislature or fall back to their current adequate facilities rates. The assessment would be paid before the certificate of occupancy was granted. The fees could only be used for school-related expenses," Mayor Butt said. "If this legislation passes, it certainly is not a huge windfall that will cure the ills of the exponential growth in Maury County. It is one tool in the toolbox. Hopefully, House Bill 2426 passes this General Assembly, and we will continue working toward other options that require growth to pay for growth," she said. House Bill 1629, proposed by Sapicki, and which would return a portion of the real estate transfer tax back to the counties, was placed behind the budget in February, meaning it cannot be taken up until the General Assembly passes a budget. "The bill is not dead," Sapicki noted. "Everybody likes the real estate transfer tax bill. Members really like that one because it treats everyone the same across the state of Tennessee. We just have to wait to see what our financial outlook is like next year. That bill alone would return about $5 million a year to Maury County," he said. Representative Sapicki also referenced financial incentives placed within the governor's school voucher bill that he said would benefit Maury and other counties. "The bill increases the state's portion of teachers' health insurance from 45 to 60% and includes a $75 per student allocation to be used for school maintenance and upkeep." Representative Sapicki noted that the added health insurance funding does not have to go toward insurance costs, but does remain under the control of the school board. "For Maury County, those two parts are going to generate another $4 million. That's recurring every year," he said. Another bill Representative Sepicki said would be coming up, sponsored by Representative Tim Rudd of Murfreesboro, would return an extra 2.83% of sales tax revenue to the state's 11 fastest-growing counties, which would include Murray. That bill has also been placed behind the budget, according to the General Assembly's website. That's a five-year pilot program, but potentially that could return another $2 million to Murray County, Sepicki said. When you add them up, you're getting about $12 million to $13 million a year, which we believe will help out the county commission to where they can stop raising taxes on the people of Murray County, he said. Murray County government has been awarded a $5,000 matching grant from the South Central Tennessee Development District. The Arts Build Communities, or ABC grant, will help the county commemorate the historic Murray County Courthouse as it celebrates 120 years of service to the community. The grant will fund a community juried art competition open to all Murray County citizens. According to a press release, the theme will focus on what does the courthouse represent to its citizens. Citizens are invited to use their artistic abilities to design an original piece of art, all genres are welcome, that interprets what the Murray County Courthouse means. The Murray County Courthouse is an iconic and historic structure for the state of Tennessee. Built by local architect J.E.R. Carpenter before he went on to great fame as one of the leading architects of luxury high-rise living in New York City, this building has been the central focus of Murray County since it was built, starting in 1904. It symbolizes much to our community. This grant is a wonderful opportunity to allow the citizens of the county to interpret and express what the building represents. Murray County citizens will have until tomorrow to submit their artwork to the Murray County Archives temporary location located at 1446 Oak Springs Drive, Suite 100. Art will be juried in four categories: elementary, secondary, high school, and adults ages 18 and over. Prizes will be awarded for first, second, and third place for each category, and one grand prize winner will be announced during Mule Day on April 6th. Rules for artist submissions include that artwork must be original. All art intended for wall mounting, like drawings and paintings in the 18-plus category, must be submitted in a frame and wired for hanging. All submitted art must be accompanied by a card with the artist's name, contact information, category, title, and medium, and all art must be submitted by 3 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd. Art will be juried by five esteemed artists, which include local photographers Sarah Gillum and Ross Janes, as well as painters James Spearman and Margaret Warfield, and sculptor Jennifer Grisham. The winning submissions will be displayed at the courthouse during the 2024 Mule Day festivities. All submitted artwork will be placed on display at the Prior Art Gallery at Columbia State Community College from May 13th through June 14th. The exhibit will open with a gallery reception on May 13th. For more information about the contest, contact the Murray County Archives at 931-375-1500. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Joyce Lois Morton Crow, 93, a retired service manager for Sears Roebuck & Company, died Tuesday, March 19th at her residence. Funeral services will be conducted on Friday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. at Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Friday from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. at Oaks & Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Polk Memorial Gardens. Online condolences may be extended at www.oaksandnichols.com. Mr. Jack M. Westmoreland, 92, retired from Monsanto and a resident of Calioka, died Tuesday at his residence. Funeral services for Mr. Westmoreland will be conducted on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Burial will follow in Friendship Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Mrs. Nancy Hamilton Fitzgerald, 89, a resident of Murfreesboro and the wife of Freddie Fitzgerald, died Monday, March 11th at a live hospice in Murfreesboro. A memorial service will be conducted Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. The family will visit with friends on Saturday from 12 noon until time of the services at the funeral home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why your satisfaction is so important to Jeff Hargrove and Susie Sowell.
There's a great deal of satisfaction in serving a family and serving them well. It's an eye for detail and thoughtfulness, and taking the time to see that things are done right.
We do have nice facilities and good people, and we work hard to do things well, but we don't want that to intimidate people as to what they think it will cost. Taking care of you is our primary concern.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 71 degrees. Winds will be out of the east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect cloudy skies and a low of 51. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Are you a homeowner looking to unlock the potential of your home equity? Explore a home equity loan with First Farmers. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers, and we would like to invite you to access funds with a home equity loan. For home improvements, invest in education, or simplify your finances, you can make your dreams a reality with the power of your home equity. Get started today. Apply online at myfirstfarmers.com or call to speak with one of our team specialists at 1-800-882-8378, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-5000. 4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Vrilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. The lineup for the 10th anniversary of the Pilgrimage Music and Cultural Festival includes headliners Dave Matthews Band, Noah Kahan, Hozier, and Need to Breathe. Additional performers slated for the weekend-long festival include Lucas Nelson, Allison Russell, Steven Sanchez, Better Than Ezra, and Grace Bowers, and The Hodgepodge. Set for September 28th and 29th, once again at the park at Harlandsdale in Franklin, this year's festival was a special one for event producer Kevin Griffin. For the 10th anniversary, we wanted to be forward-thinking and look at what the festival is now and will be in the future, but with an eye toward the past, Griffin said. We wanted to have some artists who have played Pilgrimage before, like Dave Matthews, who played in 2021. He's part of the family, so it made sense to have him again. Griffin added that Hozier was slated to play Pilgrimage in 2018, the year the festival was rained out. To be able to also add newer artists like Steven Sanchez, Chance Pena, and Miles Smith is super exciting, he said. In addition to working on his ideal lineup of musicians, Griffin and event co-producers W. Brant Wood and Michael Whalen are also working to revamp several areas of the festival. He said festival goers can expect to see improvements to the Children's Fun Farm area and the VIP experience. We heard people loud and clear with the VIP experience, he said. We're putting so much more into the VIP area. The first few years we were like with our ticket, you get free alcohol and wondered why we were going in the red every year. It was great, but we can't afford to do it. But we overcorrected a bit. We heard that people love the VIP opportunity, but they felt they were not getting enough. We're learning every year, and the 10th year, we are getting the VIP experience just right, he said. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Don't let pain keep you out of the game. Murray Regional Physical Therapy's experienced team of therapists can help you recover from surgery, injury, or illness by designing a plan that meets your unique needs. We utilize state-of-the-art equipment and proven techniques to help you get back to doing the things you love. Schedule a consultation at any of our convenient Southern Middle Tennessee locations by calling 931-380-4014. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. Don't miss this opportunity to stock up on clothes for your family, toys, and more. The Children's Treasure Consignment Spring-Summer Event takes place from now until March 24th at the National Guard Armory located at 844 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Items include men, women's, and infant sizes, clothes, shoes, baby equipment, toys for all ages, and boutique items. More information can be found at ctsale.com. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.